Returning to our top story, the government's proposing to make it legal for those over 20 to buy up to 14 grams of cannabis a day. All advertising of cannabis products will be banned. The details of the proposed law change will be put to voters in a referendum at the 2020 election. The National Party says there won't be enough clarity for the public to make an informed decision. Leader Simon Bridges joins us now. Good morning, Mr. Bridges.
Morning, Kim.
What further clarity would you like?
Well, there's so many unanswered questions. I worry that this is New Zealand's Brexit, where if it's passed, we're forced to grapple with a bunch of things. Let me give you three. Tax. This is all about money, and at the moment is gangs in a black market making hundreds of millions, possibly billions, from drugs. And now that may become corporates, but you look at the question of tax. If it is too high, then the gangs and black markets can continue to flourish. If it's too low, you incentivise cannabis over other legal drugs like alcohol and tobacco, and we'd want to do that. THC level and the limit there, the thing that gives us the buzz. This isn't the 1980s. It's not 3%. It can be upwards of 27, 30%, which goes with mental health issues, hallucinating and psychosis. And so I think we've got to be very clear about what that's going to be like. If the limit, again, is too high, I think, frankly, the government is aiding and abetting serious harm. If it's too low, you have a situation where, again, you see the gangs and the black market flourish. And then, look, another one I could keep going, but drug driving. It's the number one killer on our roads. It's now bigger than drink driving. We've seen no solution to that.
Well, Chloe Swarbrick told us earlier that, yes, there are things to sort out, and the advisory committee will be doing that. And by the time the referendum comes to pass, things will be clear.
Well, it's simply not good enough. And, you know, we take that on faith. Let's see. I want answers on tax, on THC limit.
Tax, THC and driving are the three main issues.
And actually, if you want to keep going, health and safety rules, what this will mean there, that the level of corporates involved in this, because bluntly what Paula Bennett tells me is in Canada their experience is now you have a right to smoke cannabis and so that means shops in every suburb. And if you don't frankly have that, you're not going to do away with the gangs and the black market. These are all things we need clarity on, as I say, otherwise you have that Brexit type situation. And I would say to Chloe Swarbrick, look, it's as simple. If your government that you're a part of can't regulate vaping, and yesterday Jacinda Ardern said that was too complex, you've got no hope on legalising recreational use of cannabis.
You've read the legislation, right? You're over the legislation.
I've read it, but, you know, the reality is these things are multiple clauses, and I don't claim to be an expert on the law in total, but I've read it.
But you're a lawyer, right?
Yeah, but the truth is, you know, as I read through it, there are multiple parts of it actually that aren't complete. We don't have an explanatory note at the start in plain English that tells me exactly what Andrew Little thinks it is he is doing with the law. So,
are you in favour of legalisation of cannabis?
No, I'm not. But I say to New Zealanders who are, how in good conscience can you vote for this when you haven't got answers to the basic fundamentals like tax?
No, I understand. Tax, THC and driving. So essentially...
Let me say this to you, Kim, also to give you a little bit more on that. Look, I agree with medicinal cannabis, right? I think actually we have not moved fast enough on that. We should be there and we have a bill to go on that. I am open in principle to the issue of decriminalisation. I don't claim to be an expert on it, but I'm open to that. Legalisation, for me personally, I think is wrong.
Let us talk about the political donations. Now, banning donations, yep, says Mr. Little, over $50 to political parties and candidates by foreigners. You happy with that?
Yeah, we'll support it. I think in truth it's a very minor bill. And I mean, it's a bit like the cannabis one. If you want to be cynical, of course I'm not. You've got a panic government that wants to look busy because at the end of a second year where they've failed to deliver.
You mean it doesn't go far enough?
Well, I just think it's a very minor, right? I mean, he's...
Well, if it's minor, should it be major? Should they be going further?
Well, I think the reality of that is it's the government's bill and they should have had a select committee process.
Yeah, but beyond that, if you call it minor legislation, then it doesn't matter.
Yeah, well, let me give you an example. a real, well, I think, and I think there's a bit of truth in what you've just said. A real electoral bill might have something to say about foundations and trusts, like the New Zealand First Foundation. This one is silent on that.
Well, a real bill, furthermore, Mr. Bridges, might have something to say about a $150,000 donation to the National Party by a Chinese national through a New Zealand-based company. Do you accept that?
Look, and that's what a select committee process is for, so the Andrew Geddeses of this world can come along and say, you know what, you've got this big gap here and you haven't done anything about it.
But did you do anything about it when you were in power?
This is not my bill.
No.
I'm not the one.
I know it's not your bill.
I'm not the one who's jumping around trying to make a show and dance with the fact that, boy, aren't we busy? We are. I know people say we haven't done anything, but look, in December, we've put this in. This bill deals with a marginal situation that may or may not happen. We don't really have a good sense of it, but is very minor.
So if you were to win, Mr. Bridges,
the crusade on electoral donations,
I understand what you're saying. If you were to win power, would you bring in proper legislation against overseas nationals being able to give big money, such as $150,000, to the National Party if they had a New Zealand-based company?
Our position will be set out in the Select Committee Inquiry Report, and I think a minority report that will set out the sort of things we believe in and what we would do.
It's not a hard position I'm asking you to outline right now, though.
No, it's not.
Are you in favour of making it illegal to give large amounts of money to a political party if you are an overseas national?
I come back to it, Kim. We're going to put up amendments. You'll see the sort of changes we want to make.
Are you going to make that change, Mr. Bridges?
And they should have had a select committee process. So the sort of issues that are good questions...
You don't seem to be able to answer this question. Are you in favour of overseas nationals giving sums of money, such as $150,000, through a New Zealand company?
Unlike this bill, which is very minor and simple...
Yes, we've said that, Mara. I'm trying to get the major issue out of you.
I'm trying to answer it. The question you are raising has a lot more complexity. Actually, probably that's why Andrew Little hasn't put it in this bill. But I simply make the point to you, you know, he hasn't. It is his bill. He should have had a select committee process so experts could have come along and given their views around these things.
Why is it so nuanced?
Some of the vexed issues.
It's not that nuanced. I mean, Canada has a ban on donations over a certain threshold and they make up the shortfall with public funding. I'm not even asking you to outline what you think about that.
I get that, Kim, but Kim, we'll put forward a minority report in the inquiry that I believe is out pretty soon. You can read that in black and white. Nick Smith has a deep expertise in these things, and you're very welcome to talk with him about all of these things. Andrew Little hasn't even allowed those sort of debates.
No, I understand.
Through an urgency.
I do understand that you're in the position of attacking, Mr. Bridges, and as opposition leader, I get that. I'm simply asking you, do you think that it would be wise legislation, given the concerns about overseas interference in elections, to stop large donations from overseas nationals through New Zealand? Simple question.
My answer. No, but a simple question is a complex answer because unlike 1,500 to 50, which doesn't mean a heck of a lot, but okay, it's a good thing to do. What you're raising is more complex. As I say, Andrew Little clearly thinks it is. It's not in his bill, and he understands some of the issues around that. He hasn't had a select committee process to deal with those things. There is, alongside all of this, a select committee inquiry that's gone on in relation to the elections. Andrew Little's point, which is completely wrong, as we've mucked him around on that. That is not true. He got to it very late to the party, and we've had a thorough process on that. Nick Smith has been our person on that.
I understand, and nobody's...
Report.
I'm not talking to Nick Smith right now. I'm talking to you. Does the funding limit not fit in with your idea for law and order in New Zealand?
Well, absolutely, and that's why in the law and order document, if you go to about a third of the way through, you'll see quite a bit about a serious fraud, the need to take that more seriously, the need to have better forensics and accounting capability to deal with these things. I agree with that.
But you do not extend that to large amounts of money being given by overseas nationals to political parties in New Zealand.
I haven't come on the show to give you chapter and verse the 29 things we think about foreign
donations. I didn't ask you for 29 things.
Yeah, no, I understand, but you are trying to get to a position where I say I will do these seven things or something. I'm not going to do that today, Kim.
Just trying to get a moral compass.
Well, you know, that's an interesting way you put it, Kim. But the reality is right now, when we had a New Zealand First Foundation scandal a week or two back, suddenly New Zealand, the leader of New Zealand First was overseas.
You're not going to start talking about that when you won't answer my questions about $150,000 to the National Party, are you?
Kim, you just used the words moral compass. And so I think in the context of that, I'm quite entitled to talk about the New Zealand.
Not when you haven't answered my question to you, Mr. Bridges.
Well, look. Kim, if you want to keep harping on the way you
I'm
are,
not harping on. If you continue to want to not answer the question.
Times.
Look, it's always a pleasure talking to you. Thank you. Simon Bridges, leader of the National Party.